One.
You don't play it?
Dang.
Hi!
That's not what I'm used to hearing.
Let's go!
No, we have an intro that's pre-recorded.
Oh, as you can tell, we have a guest, everybody. Do you want to say hi? You can do the...
Hi, long-time listener, first-time caller.
This is Lindsay Marie Reedon, and I'm here. This is Kelly.
This is Kate Fleur. Welcome to another episode of Candidly 30. Lindsay, introduce yourself to the listeners so that we all can listen and hear to your beautiful voice. Go for it.
This is Lindsay Marie Reedon.
Also, for the listener, Lindsay was the one doing like the beatboxing at the beginning because we were like, beep, 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 whatever. It was like amazing. I'm going back to listen to it forever and ever. Anyway, welcome. We're so excited to have you here.
Have a new intro now.
Oh, shit.
Competition.
In there. Competition.
Okay, so yeah. Who made the first intro music?
I found it online something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was one of those like free music things that I found. Mm-hmm. Anyway, my life is crazy. My like makeup is going down my face. I have people coming over in like 45 minutes.
Okay, but you're excited. You're hosting. So talk about it.
Yeah. This is like our first time having friends over. They're like my husband's work friends. And like we are making dinner and I told him I need help because I'm obviously doing a million things. So I had to like, I keep looking because I don't want him to hear, but I had to like give him instructions on how to cook cauliflower fried rice. Like, are you joking, dude? Like, it's not fucking hard. Like, you stick frozen food in a dish and you just heat it up. Like, I don't get it.
He's anyway. Gonna do so good. It's gonna be so impressive. Yeah.
Anyway, great. Yeah. So that's what's going on.
If it's
with
not
me.
Good. You can blame it on him. It'll yeah, be, it's exactly. a win-win.
Exactly. Anyway, it'll be great. But what's going on with you guys? How was the backpacking trip?
Okay, update on that. We didn't actually go backpacking, but we did have a bro date, and it was fantastic. We got to go camping on the Mackenzie River. Mm-hmm. We got to go hiking, and yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah. Music listening, taco eating.
Mm-hmm. We went to Blue Pool. It was my first time going to Blue Pool and Lindsay's second time, but it was the first time we both jumped in, and it was insane. Insane. Like that water, I mean, people say it's very cold. Like they definitely warn about it being cold, but it is unreal cold.
Can't really recommend it.
Yeah. Like, out of 10, like, it is frigid. And we've jumped in a lot of alpine lakes. So yeah.
It's pretty why is intense. It so cold? Is it really deep? Is that why?
It's a spring that just comes out of the rocks of the ground.
Or yeah. I don't know. Okay. Paint me a picture. Like, do you have to hike a million miles to get there? Is it all uphill? Like, where? Yeah, paint
pretty
me a picture.
Pretty chill. I don't know. Few miles.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many people. Thankfully, we went when we did because I was a little nervous. Like, I knew the water was cold, but I didn't really know how cold it actually was going to be. And so we like went kind of early. Went around like 9 something. And so I was like, "Ooh, it's going to be way too cold to jump in still because the sun hasn't really hit it yet." And then thank God we went when we did because when we were hiking out, there was literally we didn't have one section of the trail where there weren't people.
Yeah, it was really hard to pee. I was like, I have to pee. Oh, can't now. Okay. Okay, maybe I could be over here. Nope, there's another person.
And then trying to get out, like people were like waiting for parking spaces. There's parking like literally all the way down the road, like around the corner into another parking lot. Like it was bananas. Like I knew it was a holiday weekend, but
that popsicle joint real fast.
Yeah.
So, and then went somewhere where we didn't see anyone else for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Wow. And it was so cool. We got a like cool dispersed camping site right on the Mackenzie River and we like napped and Lynn jumped in the river and read and yeah, it was lovely. It was like such a good little date we had. Yeah. So and then that's I mean just this weekend is like action packed for we went to a pool party yesterday. We went on another hike yesterday. Today we had lady brunch and then Lynn's went hiking and
biking
and I went to Subtle Lake and I went hiking and swimming, so we are just like wham bam thank you ma'am.
Dang, it was pretty busy but also had a lot of downtime too.
True.
So it was kind of
good
slow,
you know. She stresses me out because she's always moving up and down and doing all the things.
Okay, so Lindsay's like, the same exact as me, you know, so
it makes you feel a little better that you guys had some like quote-unquote downtime and you can like read your book and stuff because you know you need to enjoy the sunshine sometimes. That's beautiful.
Tell us about your weekend. What did you do for Labor Day?
Nothing super exciting, although I did make a ton of progress with like unpacking, getting this house into a semi, because I was like stressed because we were going to have people over, right?
So
had to, you know, make sure that things looked not haphazardly all over the place. So I like, I don't know if you guys can see, but my like office is kind of clean.
Yeah, that whole thing is cleaned off. I'm so impressed.
Good. What are those called? The drawers in the wall. Those are the best.
Yeah, and they have like boat hardware pieces on it or whatever, so you don't like bump into it. You know what I mean? Like when you're walking past it. Anyway, I've got my closet done, got my like mountain on mountain of laundry, and like I organized all of my shelving units, and all my purses are out, so I can like pick the accessories that I want now.
Oh my gosh, your purses!
And just got to enjoy being at your house without guests, other people.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It was so great.
Was that your first weekend really like actually being here without people in your home?
It's probably like the third weekend. Hold on.
I mean, like since August.
Cooking instructions. yes. So because August, I went to San Diego, I was in California, and then like the last 2 weekends of August, I guess now we're done. So technically this is like the first weekend that we are home without anybody in the house. And now we're having people over for dinner, but it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And we have like an extra day because it's Labor Day, right? So I had all of Saturday, all of Sunday, and then all of today to like get a mountain of work done. So
yeah, long weekends are crucial.
Yeah. The upstairs, my husband has like this really big office that's just it's anxiety inducing for people like myself who like things in its space that needs to be in its, you know, in its designated area, where it's for him, it's like chaos. It's just like a hurricane came in and like everything is all over the floor. But you can see the carpet, we got to vacuum it. It was great. Like he did a lot of work. Like I'm trying to convey how much, like he is such, I don't understand how a person can have so many individual things. Like I don't even know what they all go to. Like,
That's funny.
So that's living my life right now. I have a candle going. It's like really beautiful. My husband's cooking. Like it's really great.
Great.
I'm here for it.
It's a good moment.
Anyway, that's awesome. So that's what's going on with my Labor Day. Nothing too exciting, but.
I was going to ask you a question. I forgot though.
Have you been paying attention to the stuff on it, like TikTok? Because I tried to download. Okay. So there's this thing going on with TikTok where you have your husband and he's supposed to be doing this like, really sexy dance or whatever, dance like this if your wife is hot or whatever. Have you seen that?
Yeah. You sent me one. And I said, make your husband do it and send it to me because I want to see him dance like that.
I'm trying. I downloaded the app so I could get like the template or whatever, but then it needed access to like all of my camera video photos or whatever. And I was like, well, that's not going to happen. So I'm trying to figure it out. But
the listener who doesn't know, your husband or significant other doesn't actually have to dance. You like take a still photo of them and the programming like makes them do all these crazy dance moves. And it's really silly. So
it's so funny.
Yeah. So we'll definitely do that. We'll have to like post one on Instagram. I was also cracking that because I was looking at the Candidly 30 Instagram because there was notifications and somebody had been sending a million messages to it. Why do you?
It was me.
Who are you sending them to? You sending them to me?
Myself.
Sending them to yourself. I never know.
Just to myself, because like I always send them to Candidly 30 and like I want to watch them later and show them to you. So there's like 30 stupid memes and stuff like that. I want to see if I can find a couple and send them to you.
I saw them all and I was like, I don't think these are for me. So whatever.
But you're all so popular.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Whoa, we are blowing up.
So many messages. When we say slide into our DMs, Kayler, I don't mean you. God damn. Anyways.
What's going on? It was like popping off this weekend though. Anyway, let's move on.
All the memes are just on this weekend.
Because everybody was like, pumpkin spice. No pumpkin spice. It's fall. It's not fall. Like everybody
people
was just
dancing.
Having,
I have not seen this dancing. People dancing. Really.
Oh, you have to see it. Yeah.
You have to see it. So, okay. I'll work on it. I'll get it to you. Anyway, let's move on.
Well, Lynn's here, but we wanted to do a little deep dive and go back and like how long we've known each other. Do you want to do it?
Yeah. A little background intro to.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. I'm here for it. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Okay. The year is 2008.
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Seven. Either eight or nine. Seven. Or seven. Hard to say.
Yeah.
One of those years. Little Lindsay is showing up in Yosemite National Park to work for the summer. Mm-hmm. And she's scared. She's,
I feel like this is a scary story.
16. she's nervous.
Oh my gosh.
And then,
am I the sun?
The door opens and it's like a light. And there's like sunshine and there's angels singing. Kelly walks in.
Wow. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Mm-hmm. No, it has to be definitely 2007 because I was 17, I think. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. And then 2008 summer, we cooked together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So we met when in the Youth Conservation Corps, and I was a youth leader at that time in Lindsay's first year because she's 1 year younger than me.
Chill. What are you whispering?
Solidly, candidly 30.
Yeah, she's in the club. Don't worry, everybody. She's allowed. And then, yeah, so then she was in her own crew, obviously. That's how that works, whatever, whatever. I don't know how much we actually interacted your first year.
Not a ton.
I don't remember.
No, I was pining from afar.
Okay.
I have that feeling. It's okay.
it's just like I was with a crew for a certain amount of time, like throughout the summer or whatever.
Yeah, but no,
like,
we didn't really hang out a bunch that summer. But then the next summer, I was a youth cook and Kelly was a above youth cook.
Yeah, I was definitely
still a youth. Yeah,
very much youth, and they just let me wild and free out in there in the world.
So really, we would just like make breakfast early and then go swimming at a nice swimming hole all day, or go on a little hike, or both, and then make dinner and do it all again.
Yeah, the cook schedule actually was pretty sweet because we had to wake up early, obviously, earlier than everyone else to make breakfast for the crew and everything before they left for the day. And then we'd set out their lunches and everything, and they would make their lunches. And then we'd get like the whole middle of the day off. And we lived in this trailer, like no big deal. We got a trailer in the middle of Crane Flat, and we called it the Trailer. Yep. Well, someone made a sign. Was it me? Did I?
I think so. Yeah.
I think I made the sign. Oh. It said like
Trailer Whore. What was that?
No, just Trailer.
It was spelled incorrectly. Like I thought it was trailer with an O-R instead of okay, I heard Trevery 17. Are you like no big deal? Anyway, so it's like an inside joke now. Every time we see a trailer, we say trailer. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but anyway, so we lived in a trailer with lots of mice in them, and we took naps in the middle of the day, and we went swimming a lot, and it was a great summer. And then we ended up going to college really close to each other, and that's how Cave came in too. Once Cave and I were roommates, then Lindsay was in San Francisco, so she was only like an hour away. So we would visit a lot, and she would come visit us. Mm-hmm. So Kate has known Lindsay almost as long as I've known Lindsay. So
my first best memories of Kayfler are all just singing and dancing to Justin Bieber.
Oh yeah, we still have those videos that show up on Facebook that show us like sending videos back and forth to each other.
No.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. We were just talking in like Tahoe or whatever. We had Justin come on the radio, and I was like singing, and Jeff was like, "Wow, you know like all the words." I'm like, "Yes, I know all the words. Don't worry about it."
Okay, because you don't, Jeff. Sure, sure.
It's embarrassing. I know, right? Also, I'm surprised you didn't say the hookah bar. I feel like the hookah bar was
the hookah bar
in my memory.
Oh yeah,
they were so cool
because we were 21, so that was like the thing to do was to go to hookah bar.
But you could drink there.
18, yeah, that's true. And like, there's always Jello shots at them,
or we just would get drunk before going there.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was fun hookah.
This is candidly, everybody. Candidly 30.
But then we kind of just like, we obviously went to college for a long time. We went back to Yosemite for a few summers. And then we've stayed friends throughout all of that time.
Yeah.
And then you moved away. Oh, I moved away first. I moved to Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. Lynn's came to visit. And then she moved to Colorado basically as soon as I got back.
I mean, you moved me to Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
You drove out with me with all of my stuff.
Correct. Yes. And then she moved to Portland from Colorado, and then she moved to Bend, and then I just followed her here. So
yay.
Here we are in the coolest place.
Because I want to know what you guys did in Ethiopia. Didn't you like did a hiking thing that was like pretty prominent?
We went on a trek in the Simien Mountains.
Mm-hmm. We hiked Ras Dashen, which is the tallest mountain in Ethiopia, which actually I don't even remember how tall it is now. I feel it's like 14.5. Yeah, it was pretty high for the state's too. I mean, that's the tallest one in the States is Mount Whitney, and it's 14,505. So yeah, it was pretty tall. We got to do like a glamping tour though. It was pretty sweet. Like these donkeys like carried our shit along and we just like had to hike every day and like we had to carry our stuff.
Yeah. And there was like popcorn and tea and dinner and your bed's already set up.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
That's wow. Yeah. Popcorn and tea, sign me up.
I mean, it wasn't like fancy anything, but it felt really fancy to have popcorn and tea made for you.
Yeah, because we were also like pretty low backpackers where we would barely pack enough food to get through the hike. Still, so yeah. We are still that way.
Nothing has changed.
So this weekend, we packed a lot of yummy snacks.
And then we still bought dinner.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
Anyway. is there anything else you want to talk about for that? Or you want to go into questions?
No, that's great.
Well, how long have you been in Bend?
Who?
I've been in Bend 4.5 years.
I've been in Bend 2.5 years.
Kelly, we don't care about you.
Oh.
But I'm just sorry.
Whoa.
Okay, so you... And you like it there? Tell us about like your life, what you do when you, have free time. Tell us about you.
Yeah.
Not that we don't care about Kelly, but.
We care about Kelly. That's why we're all here. when I was living in Portland, I was just wasn't quite ready to like buy a house there or really commit to being there long term. And so I was kind of looking for where that place would be. And I'd visited Bend a couple times and was like, you know, I should just try it, hoping that it would really fall into place. And then I got here and then the pandemic started and I was like, this is a great place to weather a pandemic. And I've just made such a wonderful community. I mean, I haven't made them. They have probably already been here, but now I'm a part of such a wonderful community here. And I love all the classic Bend things. And yeah, I went, had a lady brunch and then went on a nice hike and jumped in a river and then went on a mountain bike. And it's just a really great day.
Dream day. That's so cute. I love it.
I'm a nurse over at the hospital, and it's a good life to be a nurse here. You make a great amount of money. Lex will tell you.
Yeah.
She is too now, and great people. And it's always, I mean, I've always loved taking care of people, and I still really love that. And I got a great group of people that I get to work with.
Good.
Yeah, most nurses in the current state of the world are pretty focused on their exit strategy. They're pretty burnt out and over it. And I am ready to ride this pony for a while.
Yay! Oh my God, I love it.
I mean, post-pandemic, you were feeling like tough times in the pandemic too. But
There were some really dark COVID times for sure.
Yeah.
But I only work 60 hours every 2 weeks. So that is really sustaining.
Work-life balance.
Do you get to like
legit?
Do you get to like dictate when your schedule is, or like do you how often? Because are you working days or nights, or like what does that look like?
Yeah, working days. I did have a stint where I worked nights like 2 years ago, and that was really bad, and I will never do that again.
Oh no, fair enough.
Good time. COVID night. It was COVID, and I was working nights. All bad.
Oof.
But I get to self-schedule, but then we have to balance. So I don't get my exact perfect schedule I want. I mean, my perfect schedule is not working, so. I do get a lot of weekends off right now because I work with a lot of women that just had babies. And so they want to work a lot of weekends for childcare. And that's really nice because I have a normie partner who works Monday through Friday. Yeah.
Good.
All good things.
Do you call him a normie partner?
What's
Am I the only one that was like, wait, what?
Yeah. just your civil servant.
Oh, I love it. 9 to 5. I get that. I'm working like 8 to 5 these days. It's brutal. But I did actually just hit my like monthly goal or whatever. So like,
yay! Oh my gosh, congrats for the first time.
Thank you. Yeah, for the first time.
Did it make you cry? Is that exciting?
No, no, no. No, it's just I'm just an emotional. No, it's fine. No, so like I hit my goal, and then Friday after, Neithi calls me and he's like, "Congratulations! This is so exciting. I'm really happy. Like they love me there, which is great." And then he was like, "You and your husband go out for a fancy dinner. Like it's on me." Oh. So we're like, "Yeah, we're like trying to find a really cute spot to do date night. I think like tomorrow or Wednesday this week." So
so many wonderful options
in Portland. $400 dinner on my bus. Heck yeah! Yay.
The chef's tasty.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, congrats. So you have I know you're stressed about that. Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, hella stressed about it. August was a really rough month, but just glad to like finally hit that. And we hit it like the last hour of the last day on like the end of the month.
Oh,
so
God.
Whatever, it works.
Including the call of the girl that you had when we were in Tahoe and I was blaring music.
Yeah, yeah.
In the room for you.
Canceled.
Oh no. She was like, she's way too much fun. I can't work there. Sorry.
By listening, we don't like you.
Yeah.
We know. You did not help.
If you're listening, Kayla, get to her.
Like, it's fine. But she got there anyway without you.
I got there. Anyway, so I just had to say that little tidbit. But
yeah,
all right,
I'm so glad.
Thank you. What's on the docket for today? Let's like get into the topic.
Okay, so we have. I found this like really random like friendship quiz thing, and it's going to be like, who knows me better situation case. So I probably will know a lot more of them than you, but that's okay. Lindsay's going to ask us these questions and then we're going to answer for her. So it's like a reverse friendship quiz of, and also just like, so the listener can get to know Lindsay a little bit better too. I mean, I talk about you on the pod a lot. I'm like, oh, me and Lindsay are doing this. Me and Lindsay are doing that. And yada yada. So they already know.
All good things. All good things. I mean, you know, you're like our number one listener.
Me saying your name on the pod because I do say it a lot.
I have not ever signed anything.
I know. We're gonna be signing an NDA after this, so
or like the opposite of that, where you can all information is free.
Yeah. What the opposite of an NDA is? We need a lawyer.
Yeah. Be careful. Cable artists are sending you Instagram reels like 100% of the time. So after
that, me, I were so lucky.
Yeah.
Don't act like you don't love my Instagram reels. They're amazing. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're right. Okay. Let's go. Okay. What do you think? Some of them are easier, some of them are harder than others. So
we'll start with a little.
I also want the listener to know that Kelly picked these out and I haven't seen them yet. So just give me a little grace. Either,
so I got to ask them already to someone today. So I'm a veteran already. Sorry,
okay.
Everyone.
Kelly. Okay. Yeah. Give me a little grace, all I'm saying. But yeah, let's do this. Here we go.
Okay, you answer first and then I'll tell you if your answer is correct. Okay, how about that?
That's a bad idea. My answer's going to be wrong 99% of the time.
They're kind of hard.
They are hard?
A little bit. You know the answers. I'm trying to find a softball one to start. Okay, what's...
No pressure. God.
Just do, like, what's my favorite color?
Do I prefer to stay in or go out on a Saturday night?
Ooh, Kate, come on.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm going to say...
Are you kidding? Do you know us at all, Kayfler?
I'm going to say going out.
I would also say going out.
I think that would be accurate. Yeah.
Yay! I was gonna say we should do like an explanation, but that was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
So
I love a party.
Yeah.
I love the party. Yes. Not a hard sell for a
harder one than that. That one's way too easy.
Let's see. What's something guaranteed to make me laugh? We gotta do some softballs first.
Oh my God. A dick joke?
I was gonna say an angel joke.
An angel joke?
I was just gonna say, like, fart.
Kelly! Oh my God! Leave it alone!
Okay, this is a story time. So, in Yosemite, if you see, or anywhere, if you see an RV or a trailer or something like that with, like, you know how they always have, like, names of them? If you put the word anal in front of it,
yeah,
then
that's some really good ones.
Really, really good ones. And so that's what I was, like, thinking of. I wasn't thinking of the actual act of anal. I was thinking of, like, anal voyager or, like, anal explorer or whatever tend to be. They're all, like, really silly names.
Anal Southwind, and that could be a fart joke also.
Note to self, if you're in a park and you're seeing those, that's hilarious. Go to Camping World and just like
just have notice a, have when a you're ball. Driving around now. Just mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you some that's pics be... when I find a good one. Yeah, usually yeah, it's yeah. like you take a pic of it and write anal on the picture and
send it to your friends. Yeah. yeah.
Maybe that'll be like our claim to fame with like our memes, anal jokes.
That'll be our launch in the meme game. Get this girl.
I'm so
in
happy
meme
that
game.
Your parents listen to this. I'm not blushing at all. It's totally
Anyway.
Okay. What's something I'm really bad at?
Ooh.
That's hard. I don't know.
Let me think.
Yeah.
Kelly, you go first this time.
I know.
You get the hard part.
Maybe like
I'm way too much Leo energy to say I'm bad at anything.
Yeah, this girl's not bad at anything though. She's very athletic, she's very competitive, she's so good at Catan, it's fucking annoying. I would say, well, I'm better than you at puzzles.
Oh yeah.
What about
I'm not great like at puzzles. I really am.
I mean, you're good, like in that you love them, but yeah.
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 It's also a life skill that you don't necessarily have to be good at. Like, yeah. It's going to be okay.
I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep.
Are you going to like,
hey, I'm like 4 days out from my puzzle competition. No big deal.
I'm going to live stream it. It's going to be great. Oh, if we're ever trying to find a live stream of the puzzle competition.
Puzzle?
Puzzle.
Yeah. I will be on weighted breath for that. Yep. So send it to me, the live stream, and we'll make fun of Kelly.
Oh! Hey! Yeah. Hey, we're going to Rocket Cave. You're supposed to give me good vibes, remember?
Do you know
how? Yeah, all the good vibes.
Much, like, free publicity her winning the puzzle competition is going to be for
fair.
The pod.
Do you know how many reels we could make with Aguilar?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The memes. Endless possibilities.
We're terrible at marketing strategy, so thanks for calling that out. It's okay.
It's true. That's the only thing I can think of, though. Uh-huh. What would you say?
What about...
I didn't have an answer.
Definitely Leo.
Only that.
Oh, my God. Like, next question.
Like, I don't know. Like, detail anything.
Mm. I was going to say, like, are you good at remembering people's names? Like, if you meet them once and you look at their face and remember their name?
She very much
Oh,
is.
She's good at that.
I have a really good memory. I'm not
She's like an
super
elephant.
Good at names.
Okay.
I'm terrible at
Maybe
names.
Maybe now
so
that there's just so many names in here now that I'm 30.
Whoa. No big deal.
Get out.
Okay. Have I done something illegal?
Oh my gosh.
Are we doing it? Like, it's getting real spicy up here. This is real fun.
Here's a story for one of your best listeners who's also been on the podcast. I did sneak said visitor into my all girls dorm in college.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And so he was not allowed.
Yeah, and it was great. And we had the best night ever.
We didn't do anything.
I don't even remember.
We just slept.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we might have gone out and then just slept there, yeah.
Yeah. I just remember when he was leaving in the morning, he just, like, hood up, like, walk past the desk.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So cool. So illegal.
Yeah, that's the most illegal thing I can think of that you've ever
Yeah,
done,
that's
so.
Really about... The extent of it.
Yeah. Good
Wow.
thing. Good thing we're
fine. That was real spicy. Thanks for that story.
Yeah.
What about this one?
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's a country I would like to visit in the future?
Mm. Can you think of one, Kate?
I mean, all of them. Like, I'll say Japan.
Yeah, good Whoa. One. That's one I was going to say, too, because we were just talking about it this weekend.
Yeah.
But also, you want to go to Jordan, don't you? No?
Sure, but...
No, not on top of the list?
Never, like, thought about it, really.
Oh, okay.
What would be, like, your number one, number two on your bucket list that you haven't done so far?
Japan's really high. That's probably number one.
Nice.
Hopefully soon.
I knew it.
And, any South American country, really.
Hmm.
Like Argentina or
Ooh, that
Chile
would be cool.
Or...
My sister's going to Chile in like 2 weeks.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she studied abroad there. Time. So she has like a family there and stuff.
Cool.
Which is very fun. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, what are like two of your favorite countries that you've been to so far?
Mm-hmm. Mm, Ethiopia.
No, it's true.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was very formative. And
Kelly was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, oh, no.
No, it was shocking for my little 22-year-old self.
Yeah. I
didn't expect it to be so...
Because you went there by yourself, too. So, like, that's kind of a culture shock, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have her right address when I got off of my like 30-hour flight, and they were like, you can't just come in here without an address, blah blah blah. And then I was like, my friend is out there. So then we had to like go out there and get Kelly and get her address.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I mean, what did you think of like me being there? Were you like, what the fuck? Or were you like, oh yeah, she's fine?
No, I was like, this is gonna be a long service.
Oh yeah.
This is a lot of challenges.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm very proud that you survived it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because also we, right when she flew in, we met Sam. And so that was the first time she met Sam, because Sam was in Addis with me.
Nice.
Yeah, which is lovely. But Sam was super sick. I don't know if you remember that specifically, but Sam was super sick. And so she was like, don't eat it. I mean, I don't remember her saying that, but just being, she was like, I don't know what I ate. And so Lindsay was like, on the bus ride to like my town, she was like, I just remember you being like, so what should I not eat? What should I eat? What can I eat? Like, what's happening? Like, what happens when your tummy feels? What should I feel? Yeah. Blah, blah. And so I just remember, like, very distinctly her being like, wait, am I going to die? Basically. So I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Just being honest. Like,
probably.
Yeah. Basically. And then we all got fleas and bug. No big deal.
I made it out of there just fine.
Anywho, what was the other one?
I haven't been to a ton of places.
Nicaragua, we also went there together.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I'd put that at the top.
Was that the first?
Oh really?
Yesterday we went to the pool party, and she's like, "Wow, it feels like we're back in Nicaragua, like the Sunday fun day party that we went to."
Yeah, it was just like a deep day at a pool.
Yeah, it was pretty
good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Anywho.
Yeah, I just like Mexico. I don't know. I've been to Mexico a lot. Yeah.
Mexico's great. We're going to have a girl Mexico trip this winter, too. So, Kaif, get ready.
Planning.
Yeah, call me. I'm down.
I love Mexico. You?
Call me BB. Yeah, exactly. I have a new headset for the listener. Yeah, I look like Kim Possible with this weird thing in my mouth.
It's great. Gamer headset. No big deal.
I know.
Okay, let's do two more.
Should we flip it now?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to answer for us?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Let's hear.
Okay. Do you want? Oh, I didn't even see this list. That's all the softballs.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, who's your celebrity crush? Wait, I want to try to think of your celebrity crush.
Oh.
You don't even know who it is? Your face is telling me you don't have one.
I feel like I have one from like the 2000s. I don't know if I have one. I'm sure I have one right now.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of someone from the 2000s.
Okay. Let's see.
2000s.
Or just like, who did I have a poster of in my room in elementary school? You know? I guess, that's what I was thinking.
Like, oh, shoot. What's his initials? That little boy. What's his name? Shoot. He was named
what? Justin Bieber?
No.
I mean.
Oh, man. I messed it up. I can't remember his initials. But people call him like JMT, JLM, JM.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Is that who it is?
AKA
Yeah.
I mean, we all had a crush on him, right?
Yeah.
Like, hello.
Yeah, for sure. Wait, was he in, he wasn't in Ghost, not Ghost. Oh my God. Why can't I
Casper? Remember?
No.
No.
He was in Casper, huh? No?
No, he wasn't.
I think so. I think it was a different little.
What's the one
definitely
where
not.
Wilson in, like,
the Patriot?
No.
What?
The most famous Bruce Willis one where he's dead, but he's not dead. And
Sixth Sense?
Sixth Sense.
Oh.
That's Haley Joel Osment. No, you're getting it all mixed up. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Anyway, okay.
Bill Paxton and Dennis Quaid and all of them mixed up.
They're all the same. Yeah. We had this conversation recently. It's real. All the 90s dads, completely the same. Okay, tell us.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I was going to
Who's your crush?
It was a tie between Orlando Bloom and Heath Ledger. Oh,
for sure. Heath Ledger, 100p.
I was had some Legolas posters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did just watch 10 Things I Hate About You the other day, and I loved it. Yeah. I love that movie so much.
Such a good one. So yeah. That one, but yeah, then yeah, I think I had a Legolas.
Orlando Bloom? Okay. Really? Oh, a Legolas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we were just talking about this. She was, like, a little too young for, like, first Harry Potter, so she was more Lord of the Rings girly.
Yep.
For sure.
Oh, I didn't get into Harry Potter until there was already like 3 out.
So it was just like the long blonde hair and the elf ears that like did it for you in like 10 or 12.
Yeah. Wow. On the pillow, you know.
On the pillow. Wow. Dead real kidded with it. Okay.
Nice.
Wait, Kate, who is your like high school crush?
Like, you're above it. Come on.
I'm dying.
Wait,
Orlando Bloom. Like, Legolas on a pillow.
That's why she's...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no. In high school, I was obsessed with Keanu Reeves. I love him. Oh. He's like my favorite.
Yeah, but that's
well, just great, married but doesn't really count. Very cool.
Get out of here. Okay. It still counts.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
I definitely had a crush on Jonathan Taylor Thomas, for sure.
And did you like dress up as the girl from The Matrix for Halloween?
No, but I, you know, in like San Francisco when they do those like caricature things or whatever, you know, my cousin got one as what's that girl's name? Carrie Ann, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I got one as Carrie Ann, whatever, because I was like, heck yeah, I'm this girl in Matrix. She was nice. So cool. Yeah. Anyway, definitely. And then I still loved Point Break. Still love that.
That's
movie.
A good one. Great call.
Yeah. I was really into surfer dudes and like FBI. I was like definitely gonna marry an FBI guy, but
there's still time.
My like standout is Adam Brody. Definitely Heath Ledger.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Josh Hartnett, but Adam Brody was like forever and ever because of the OC. Mm-hmm. And then he was in Grind. Yeah. Do you remember Grind? I loved that movie.
Yeah, I did watch it. I love that movie
so many times. Wait, also, did you see that Kristen Bell and Adam Brody are in a new movie? It's coming out on Netflix really soon. It looks really cute, actually.
Where he's like the priest or he's like the rabbi or whatever.
The rabbi.
Yeah. I want to see it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adam Brody is also very...
Trailer. Yeah. Only trailer.
Next life. Okay. I had a big crush on a bunch of like skateboarders too. Like I was definitely in that crowd.
You're
so.
Tony Hawk.
Adam Brody and Grind. No, nice. He was way too gross, but like everybody else was super sexy, but whatever. Anyway.
He's only like America's sweetheart now. It's fine.
I know.
Ooh, this is a good one. Okay, what is my weirdest quirk?
That's for the BTS.
Yeah. That's Patreon. patreon.com/candidly30 if you want to follow us. $5 a month, no big deal. Anyways.
Okay. That's for the Patreon. I'm dying. I don't know. What's weird? What's your weirdest quirk?
I don't know. Tell me. You tell me.
I don't know.
Mm. Like the chewing? Like people chewing? Or is it just me?
Do you like not like when people chew or you can hear them chewing?
I don't like when people chew gum very specifically, but I don't like chewing. Yeah.
I feel like chewing. Yeah, the way that people eat, you have a tendency to like kind of be annoyed by that, which is normal. Like people eat really weird.
Mm-hmm. That's not a quirk though. Isn't it?
I know.
I don't know what other quirk.
What are, yeah, give me some examples.
Like I like spin 2 times before I go pee or something.
That's called OCD.
Okay, yeah.
Like being a weirdo.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh, God.
We're all learning things today. Wow. Okay. In case you're wondering.
An intervention.
Okay, wait. This one's a good one. What is a guarantee to make me laugh?
I mean, definitely a dick joke. Hello.
Yeah. Dick fingers always, every time. Salad bowl, dick fingers. Yes. My answer. ooh, what position do I sleep in? You should both know this.
Tell me.
On your back, normally with your mouth open.
Yes. Okay, well, called out. Shut up, Gabler. Wow, out of air, moving loudly through your nose.
Oh my God! Especially if she's in a tent and then she has all of her blankets on top of her.
That's different than strawberry.
Oh,
I've been drinking all day.
Yeah.
That's a particular situation.
Wow, I'm very offended.
Wow. Okay, whatever.
That's your quirk. You sleep with your mouth open, like a weirdo.
Like, that's just gravity when you're sleeping on your back. You
can't. And that's every human also. Okay.
Yeah, so that's why you get a tape.
Yeah, I'm into the tape. I should get bring the tape back out. No big deal. Okay, we'll do one more. What one non-essential item would I bring with me to a deserted island?
Something
non-essential.
To play music.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like an iPod or an iPod home or whatever.
Probably a pillow. Although, because I can't. I sleep on my belly, Kayfler, and I sleep on my head elevated. So, hyper-extended.
Yeah. To be fair. Yeah, to be fair, you do sleep in various positions, but okay, probably at Strawberry. Right,
yeah, okay, Kate, okay, freedom. Ready? Can you read them?
No.
Okay, we'll pick for you. Yeah, okay, Kayfler, this is going to be your question.
I feel a little called out right now. I'm scared.
Okay,
ooh, wow, these are different.
What are you most passionate about?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Oh, Let me think.
Donald Trump not being reelected.
That's pretty fucking close.
Yeah. Is that too honest? Or we need to cut that.
No. I think that's pretty on the nose. Well, I would say feminism for sure. Yeah. Like, I'm a feminist through and through.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say just like your core beliefs.
Equality for everybody, not just like female people, but being a feminist is equality for everybody. So
exactly.
Okay,
if you could time travel, would you travel to the past or to the future? I feel like we've had this on a previous
I think past, right? Because
I would also say past for Kayfler. What are you gonna say?
I feel like the future is probably what I'm after. Like, I would want to see flying cars. And I literally have one of those shirts, so definitely. Yeah, I would probably say, like, future space travel seems, like, very, very cool, so I would be down for that. That I don't, like, I read a ton of stuff, and I'm obviously a history buff, like, I love the past, but I'm a little bit more interested to see where the future heads, especially if what, you know, carrot fuckface gets elected. Maybe that I'd go back in the past and do something else, but yeah, the future sounds pretty cool.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. What is the worst trouble you've ever gotten into? I think I know. Actually, I think I know. I know that what's the worst trouble you've ever gotten to that I've been there for.
Okay.
Is when we drank too much tequila with Amanda and Paul. And
oh my God.
I had to put you into the car, and then I had to carry you from the car to our room.
Yeah,
I still have trouble Thursday, but you had a rough time.
But you were grounded.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, I grounded you for sure, and I made you travel the next day.
So. She drove me like 6 hours north to Ukiah in a car for like a wrestling thing or whatever. I still have a scar on my foot. I had like a nasty chunk of skin that was like out of me. Still gross. But
We went to see Gabe.
We'll go with that.
Wrestle. So yeah.
Wrestle. What is Gabe doing these days? Have we chatted with him? Is he still alive? Is he thriving?
Funny enough.
Yeah, we talked to him on his birthday. Unfortunately,
did send him a text on my birthday because Alex was in town and they grew up together in Humboldt. And his wife was having a baby when we texted him.
And Lindsay was screaming at him.
Called him a bitch. Oh, and then I was like, wow, I'm sorry. I just was really on one. It was my birthday, you know?
Yeah, so he's doing well. He's doing great. He's doing fantastic.
Oh yeah, and Nisa was there too. Actually, we sent him a picture of Nisa and Alex and Finla.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Yay. Well, congratulations to baby Gabe Lewis. You know, that's great.
Yeah.
No.
Gabe was also a YCCer. Alex is a YCCer. We all go way back.
Nisa even dipped her toe in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, we'll do one more for you, Kaif. Ooh, would you say a tomato is a fruit or a vegetable? I would say you would say it's a fruit.
It's definitely a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah.
It's definitely especially fruit. Right now when they're so sweet and ripe. And
Ooh, what's my guilty pleasure TV show? That's a good one for Kate too. We all know. Well, you have a lot, actually.
I have my rotation for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Obviously, Friends.
Friends is definitely up there. I've just been watching Suits and like I'm really annoyed. Like, why do people like Lewis? I don't understand.
Oh my god, wait, are you on season 3 yet?
I'm on season two.
Okay. Like halfway through. He gets better. He gets way more endearing. But I'm so glad that you're watching it with me. Wait, that makes me so happy. I'm almost over.
I'm trying to get into it. But like, what? And also, what's her face and what's his face just finally got together after what's his face told her that like he's a fraud. And I'm like, how did she
really good story? That's a good cliff, right?
I guess I don't even have to watch Suits now because I got it all.
Well, I don't want to give it away, but I'm mad. I'm just mad at everything.
Oh my gosh, you're ridiculous.
Anyway,
I could never get into Succession.
Mm-hmm. I still haven't watched that. Yeah, couldn't get into it.
Recommend it, but
yeah, it's not HBO's best for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. No big deal.
Anyway,
okay. Well, wait, it's already at 45 minutes. We did.
I know.
Kayfley has to go, and she's going to be a hostess with the mostest.
Uh-huh.
So, and Lynn needs to go home because she had a very busy day today.
I can't wait to shower.
Yeah. And then also I was wet from swimming, and I sat in the cushy chair, and then she sat in, and then she's like, I didn't pee. Why is this wet?
Did I pee?
That's all. He's mubby. So,
she got me swamp ass.
Oh, hey now.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. This is amazing. It honestly didn't feel like 45 minutes. It felt like it was so fast.
I know. It went by super fast. Wait, do you want to do a gratitude and a grievance?
Oh, yeah. Real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's your grievance? Can you think of one really fast? Sorry, I didn't ask.
Somebody else go first.
Okay. Grievance-wise is it's smoky again, but only within the last like hour.
Is it?
Did you notice? It was super smoky at Subtle Lake.
Oh, it was just raining. I saw the big plume. And
kind of dark, so you couldn't tell.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here. So
there is the coffee pot fire, which is like only like 10 or so miles the way the raven flies from my parents' house. So like it's very red and air quality is terrible. It's up there by like south of Potwisha or by Three Rivers, just outside the gate. For
I did hear about that through work because a bunch of my coworkers live in Three Rivers. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so hopefully it's they're okay. Really, really bad. Yeah, they're okay. They don't have to be evacuated, but like they had two or three friends that live up in that area that had to get evacuated. So it kind of sucks, but hopefully it's supposed to be contained soon, but I'm just going to put that out as a grievance. Like it sucks that it's like we're in the thick of fire season for sure. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
Mine is all the people that were going to Blue Pool.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, people.
So many people.
Yeah, definitely. And just like how, like, obviously, we want people to enjoy the outdoors and enjoy nature and stuff. It just is like such a bummer. I'm such a Grinch when it comes to wanting to hike around that many people. I hate it.
So, for sure. Ugh, people stay home. Get out of here.
Yes.
Quit enjoying the outdoors.
We should peek out every time we say Blue Pool in this episode.
Ooh, yeah. Edit it. Get out of here.
Gratitude. Let's hit it.
Gratitude would be living in Oregon. Lindsay and I were talking about it. It's so cool. Like we are so close to so many cool resources and hikes and backpacking and rivers and whatever, like good weather, mountains. Like we have such good access to really cool stuff all the time. It's really, really fantastic. So
yeah, my gratitude is all of our downtime, even though we had a very busy weekend, but we got, I just got to like jump in the river, get out and read. We got to just like drink coffee for a long time on the river in the morning. And
nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
Very cup filling, which is why I could do so many activities today.
Yeah, that's true. Great. On like a Sunday, basically, even though it's Monday, but
Yeah.
What about you, Kayf?
I'm going to be grateful for my husband and me just getting through all the house cleaning projects. Cause like this week is going to be awesome. I like know where all of my stuff is. Everything's unpacked. It's all so clean and shiny. It just
you're
feels really
so much cauliflower fried rice left over.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good week. So
meal prep, no big.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, anyway. Have so much fun with your friends. I can't wait to hear about them and see how it goes. Are you guys going to play the Harry Potter game?
They're bringing their game, and then we're going to play one of our games. So, like, I don't know if game Harry Potter people know that. So I have to do a little discovery, and then we'll come back to it.
True.
But I will let you know, and Linz, I'll send you once I get that like thing working with you know my husband dancing or whatever. I'll send it to you, and we'll laugh. It'll be hilarious. So
can't wait.
Okay. Yeah,
love you guys.
All right, have a good day.
Have a good week.
We love you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
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 all for today's episode of Candidly 30.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting.
If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review.
Your feedback helps us make the show even better.
Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30.
Thanks for being candid with us.